Good morning, this is Moses Stolzfus, and today I would like to read out of the Charles Spurgeon's book on prayer. It talks about, on day 15 here, it talks about the secret of power in prayer. And it's, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. John 15:7. Prayer comes spontaneously from those who abide in Jesus. Prayer is a natural outgushing of a soul in communion with Jesus. As the leaf and the fruit come out of the vine branch without any conscious effort and simply because of its living union with the stem, so prayer buds and blossoms and fruits out of souls abiding in Jesus. How beautiful. You know, you look at a rose bush and you see the stems pushing forward, and day to day you don't see a lot of difference, but as the weeks go on, you know, you see this stem is getting bigger, and then you see blossoms, you see, or I should say, you see buds first, and later on in the day, you come and look at it, well, it's not different, any different from what it was this morning, and yet, day to day, you can see that there's a difference, and that it's growing, there's something happening, And so it is with us. As the leaf and the fruit come out of the vine branch without any conscious effort and simply because of its living union with the stem, because this stem has a connection to the main stem, the main part of the rose bush, it just life continues to flow out of it and continues to push out of it. And so, our prayer buds and blossoms and fruits out of souls abiding in Jesus. As stars shine, so do abiders pray. They do not say to themselves, it is the time for us to get to our task and pray. No, prayer is not a task. Prayer is communion with God. Prayer is a time of fellowship with God. It is not something that we do to put in time. It is not something that we do out of duty, but is a connection with God. It is a vibrant connection with God. And we should never neglect to pray. Because it is our vital connection to the Lord Jesus Christ, to our Heavenly Father. It is our lifeline. We need to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ through prayer and reading of the Bible. We need to have that vital lifeline to stay alive. When we have, let's just consider, many of us we'll get up in the morning, we eat breakfast, and we go work for a little while, and then we eat lunch. And we work for a little while longer, and then we eat supper or dinner or whatever you want to call it. And then we go to bed. And then the cycle goes over, starts over again. You know, we eat, we work, we eat, we work, we work, we eat, you know, over and over again. And the same way, when, you know, we need to have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if we expect to be strong, if we expect to grow, then we need to have that connection. We need to pray, which is asking God, which is giving God glory and praise. And then we meditate, and we hear from God. We ask, we give, we praise God, and we receive. And we read the Word of God, and we hear from God through the Word of God. There's two ways that we can hear from God. Maybe there's more than two ways, but here I'm talking about two ways that we can hear from God. One is through meditation. We can trust that God is speaking to us. And the other is we can open the Word of God, which is forever settled in heaven, and we can look at the Word of God, and all of a sudden a verse jumps out of us, and that's God speaking to me for today. That's my answer. And so there are several different ways we can receive, we can hear from God. Many times I get up in the morning and I sit there and I just meditate for a while, and I think of the Lord, and I think of the beauty of holiness and things like that, and it's beautiful what the meditations like that can bring out in our from the depths of our heart and from the depths of God's heart. Okay. We pray as wise men eat, namely when the desire for food for it, when the desire for it is upon them. They do not cry out as under bondage. We ought to be in prayer, but I do not feel like it. Do you always feel like praying? We ought to be, I'm reading again from Spurgeon here, we ought to be in prayer, but I do not feel like it. What a weariness it is. Is that the way it is? Is it something that you you do out of duty, and you spend 5 minutes praying because it's the right thing to do? Or do you do it because you have a relationship with the Heavenly Father? You know, when we have a friend, we love to spend time with that friend, don't we? We love to just sit beside each other and maybe sit by a stream, and we just talk and talk and talk. And it could be for hours. If we have a close friend, we could sit by the stream, or we could sit on the sofa, and we could talk for hours. Is that the way it is with Jesus? When we come to the Lord in prayer, and we just sit for hours and communicate with our Heavenly Father. Okay, let's continue reading. They have a glad errand at the mercy seat and rejoice to go there. Hearts abiding in Christ send forth supplications as fires send out flames and sparks. Souls abiding in Jesus open the day with prayer. Prayer surrounds them as an atmosphere all day long. At night, they fall asleep in prayer. They are able to joyfully say, "When I awake, I am still with you." Psalm 139:18. Habitual asking comes out of abiding in Christ. The fruit of our abiding also includes liberty in prayer. Have you not been on your knees at times without power to pray? Have you not felt that you could not plead as you desired? You wanted to pray, but the waters were frozen and would not flow. The will was present, but not the freedom to present that will in prayer. Do you then desire liberty in prayer so that you may speak with God as a man speaks with his friend? Here is the way. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish. I do not mean that you will gain liberty as to a mere fluency of words, for that is a very inferior gift. Fluency is a questionable endowment, especially when it is not accompanied with the weight of thought and depth of feeling. Some brethren pray by the yard, but true prayer is measured by weight, not by length. Did you hear that? Some brethren pray by the yard, but true prayer is measured by weight, not by length. In other words, we can pray beautiful long prayers and they have no weight to them. But on the other hand, we can pray short, precise prayers that reach heaven and move the hand of God. A single groan before God may have more fullness of prayer in it than a fine oration of great length. Jesus, I want to abide in you today. To pray is my joy. O Lord, this morning, I just come to you in the name of Jesus. And I beg of you, dear Heavenly Father, would you pour out your Spirit upon your people today? I pray, dear Heavenly Father, this morning for each one of the listeners that tunes in, that dials into this message this morning. I just pray that you would give them strength to be close to you in prayer today. I pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, just go with us and guide us in everything we do. And we commit this day into your hand and trust that you will work in us and through us today in the name of Jesus. God bless you.